Blog Talk Radio.
When I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on, it's Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friend, my neighbors, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus' disciple asked him, Master, when is the end time? He told him that no man know the end time. Even my the angel that bowed down before my Father, singing, Holy, Holy. They do not know the end time. But when you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake, and thou was placed. It used to be earthquake and thou was placed. But now there's earthquake in your places. There used to be walls and rooms of wall in other land. But there's walls and rooms of wall in your land. My friend, today, I want to remind you that the coming of the Lord is near at hand. You know, the birds are still falling from the air. The fish are still floating on the beaches. The animals are dying. They're surfacing and dying. The homosexual are married in and given marriage. Once ago, they thought it was a good thing. But today, they are flocking the judge, the courtroom again, to get divorced. My friends, you say, so it was in the days of Noah. So shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. My neighbors, today I'm here because to reach you far and there, where this internet will take to the end of the earth, take the word of God to the end of the earth. God, my friend, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Mine eyes have seen the reward if you live for God. My eyes have beheld when I top a hole, the gates of pearl, the streets of gold, the water run, the still water running down the throne of God, and the angels singing, Holy, bowing down, Holy. the luscious garden in the background, the tree of life, where if you eat the fruit, you'll never die. My friends, today, that is no fairy tale, because my Lord has showed it to me. My friend, today, as I come week after week with this universal call to repentance, for repentance, assuring you that the word said, Jesus himself said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, my friend, you have a choice to call and be saved, or don't call and be damned. Because sure, as the sun rise in the east and set in the west, the coming of the Lord is near hand. My friend, there is fighting among fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, employees and employers, preachers and members, husband and wife, all there's fighting, bickering, there's fighting. The consequence there of loving one another, said, whosoever called upon the Lord shall be saved. That the dumb, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever called upon the Lord, say, you don't have, whoever you are, if the blind receive the sight, the deaf hearing, the dumb speech, the sick heave, the lame walk, hungry bread, thirsty water, weary, you lift your load of sorrow, sad, he'll make you glad. Naked, he'll fit you with the garment of righteousness. Bad, he'll make you good. He'll give you a heart of flesh. He'll turn you around, set your feet on a solid rock, establish your going, because say, I am God, and there is none other. I'll make your burden light if you call upon my name. I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I am the Holy Spirit. My decision has been made. I am no longer caught up in the frenzy of pleasing the world, eating and drinking, marriage and giving marriage. then the flood. For mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and this truth is my tune. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking, with the worldly grasping to please, the eating and the drinking, and the merry making of this world. I do not need prosperity, position, promotion, or popularity to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be seen, or the top of the hill to be recognized, or to be praised and rewarded. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race with patience, live my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. And I have seen my face is set when Gant is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My way is rough. My companion of few. My company of few. My God are reliable and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemies, pundit at the pool of popularity, of mandate in the maze of mediocre. My friend, I will not give up. Shut up until I have stayed up, stood up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple, one of a disciple. I must preach until he come. When he come for me, he shall know me by his blood to my heart, and I shall know him by the nail in his hand. He said, Thomas, trust your hand, trust your finger in my hand. Here is the nail, and trust your hand in my side. Here's the wound in my side. That leper said, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunge beneath that blood, lose all their guilty stain. My friend Thomas, here is the wound in my side that flows to the river of blood that sinners plunge. My friend, today I can tell you that that fountain of blood is yet fresh, that if you plunge beneath that blood, you lose all your guilty stain. My friend, today is the reality. It's the reality. It's the reality. I am a disciple. One of I must go until he come. Amen. When he come for me, I shall know him. He shall know me. And he shall know me by the blood, by his blood, applied to my heart. He will. My friend, I tell you today, we are living in perilous times. dangerous age. The war has come to America 24/7. The war has arrived in America. Scripture today, believe from the 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, from the 18th to the 33rd. We shall read it as an entirety. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. Brother Paul is admonishing his saints in the Corinth. For ye suffer fools gladly, and see ye yourself are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you to the cheek. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, who insoever any is bold, wheresoever any is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. As they are Jews, so am I Israelite. So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they minister of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labor, more abound, in stripe above measure, in prison more frequent, in debt often. Of the Jew 5 times receive I 40 stripes, save one. Twice I was beaten with a rod. Once was I stoned. Twice I suffered shipwreck. At night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeying often in peril of water, in peril of robbers, in peril by my own countrymen, in peril by the heathen, in peril in the city, in peril in the wilderness, in peril in the sea, in peril among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside these things that are without, not which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the church, who is weak, and I am weak, who is offended, and I burn not. If I must need glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, know that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under artist, the king kept the city of Damascus with garrison, desiring to apprehend me. I threw a window in a basket, was I let down by the wall and escape his hand. My friend, this is a man who had a tone in the flesh. This is a man who has some treacherous experience. This is a man who had paid the price to obtain the cross. This is a man. And he said, thrice was I beaten. Once I was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. In night I have been in the deep, my friend. If you don't know what it is to be in the mighty deep, on the waters around you. But he suffered for the cause of Christ. I tell you today, the world today, my friends, refuses to suffer for the word of Christ. The Christians today are so upset with eating and drinking. Marriage and given marriage. Bible say they eat, drink, and get up to play, my friend. And they got up to play. And us Sodom and Gomorrah did in the days of old, so the world today, you're eating, you're drinking, you're marrying, you're giving marriage. And if you do not agree with them, you will be the enemy. And they will do everything to take you out, to get you out of the way, so they could eat, drink, and entertain. My friend, the signs are everywhere. The signs are in the bedroom. The signs are in the living room. Lord, the signs in the kitchen. The signs in the front porch. The signs on the street. My friend, all these are signs that the coming of the Lord is at hand. But I want to, before I leave you, I wanted to remind you there's two trains on this track that's bound. They're running together. One of the trains is bound for glory. They call it the heaven bound train, where the gates are pearl, the streets are gold, the silver water running down the throne of God, the angels bowing down saying, Holy, my Lord. Holy, my Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Bow down under the cherubim, hide his face. And the angel, bow down, singing holy. Where the gates are pearl, the streets of gold, the luscious garden, where the tree of life in the background, waiting for you. We welcome and eat of the tree of life as you never die. But there was another train going on the opposite track. Oh, they call him the hellbound train. The devil himself is the engineer. And he said, ha, 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 ha. You're on the right train. You are paying your fare. I have accepted your fare. And I'll land you safe your destiny. And the life you live, if no one can tell you, but I'm here to inform you, the life you live is where is the price that you paid to get on that hellbound train. Oh, my friend, the life you live is the price you paid to get on that hellbound train. You see, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire. I land you safe because you have paid your fare. You have murdered, you lied, you have stolen, you have cheated. You have backbited. You have taken sides with the enemy. You have helped keep down your brother and your sister. You will help add to the demise. You are one of those who have pressed him in the side, who has nailed him to the cross. He said, oh yes, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm died not, and the fire not Christ. Ah, beloved, what a payday that you live all your life. And the reward that you receive is where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. Where the fire not quench, and the worm die not. But when you also have a chance, he said. He's standing at your door with outstretched hands, saying, Whosoever will, let him come. I said before you an open door, a blessing and a cursing. Chose ye this day. Where are you? Chose ye. You have a just a minute to choose you this day. A blessing. And be blessed. And a question. And be cursed. Because this train is keep on riding. And soon, very soon, you will hear it said, it's time for embark. Are you will embark on the street, the gates of pearl, or the streets of gold? Or where the worm die not, or on the fire, not quench. It's a sure thing, my friends, that your fight, your payday, will be awful. Your reward will be awful if you fail to get on the heaven-bound train. I'm gone for the day. I'll be back if the Lord will. Next week is my prayer. Consider the choice that you make.